Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and we're in my house tonight.
Yeah.
Lenny's looking very glam.
Am I?
Fabulous.
Yeah, given it was Meals on Wheels today.
Yeah, sorry, I was in the studio.
Fine.
You've brought the food.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
That's fine.
And what have you been up to, Mother?
This weekend, I babysat for you.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Gladiators.
So good.
Which I'd never watched before. You know who his son is?
Who?
His Callum from Casualty. He's one of the nurses in Casualty.
Who?
Barney.
He's an actor.
He's in Casualty at the moment. And I thought, I know him. And then he was on Next in Casualty. It was really weird, actually.
We're loving Gladiators in our house.
Gosh, but I mean, they do push people over. It's quite brutal, isn't
Gladiators.
It?
Can you feel the power of the gladiators?
Yeah.
I loved that you thought for my son's fifth birthday that I could just ask Giant or Legend or Nitro.
We used to have one that lived down the road.
Yeah, but Mum, like, I'm not just going to...
When you were little, he was at Brixton Fire Station.
Saracen, the firefighter
Saracen.
In Brixton.
Once, yeah.
Didn't you want to see him help get a cat out of a tree?
No, he rescued a dog that was brutalised on a balcony in Brixton. He had
Saracen.
to go up his ladder. The dog was killed by the other dog. They were fighting.
Oh,
they were
God.
Pit bulls or something. I was horrified, but
then quite delighted
up.
When yeah. Saracen well, turned
was,
up.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting any of the Gladiators for my son's fifth birthday, even though he would like it.
Yeah.
I think it may be a push.
Okay.
So when you hear this, I will have already been at the Brits. And somebody that we've got on tonight did one of the most brilliant performances at the Brits. I think it was 2021.
She
was
the
pregnant.
Sound of...
Yes, yeah, she won the Rising Star Award.
Yeah.
And she did Black Hole. And she was so fantastic. It was this really weird Brits where we were all really separated and we all had to wear like masks.
Oh, it's COVID Brits.
And Harry Styles gave me a very sweet wave from the other table. I couldn't go and launch myself on him. It was very sad. And Griff did this brilliant performance. And I was up for a couple and it was just a weird one where we tried to make the best of a kind of COVID situation. But I remember Griff's performance being brilliant. We've got her on. She has toured all over the world with the biggest
names.
Stars. She is incredibly stylish. She's toured with Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, Dua Lipa. Taylor Swift is obsessed with her. Griff's having a really good time, I think.
Yeah.
I've been terrified because she's got a nut allergy and my kids love nuts. So I've been frantically cleaning.
It did not touch a nut in my kitchen because I've read every single ingredients that... I could possibly do. So I was worried about whether there was some peanut oil in the sponge fingers.
Do you want to know something? And this is going to sound incredibly...
What?
Anyone that follows on Instagram, Housewives of Clapton, this would go on there. My friend brought over a new flavour of Torres crisps.
A new flavour?
Do you know the Torres crisps?
Yeah, there's truffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pickle flavour.
No. Well, I suppose it's like salt and vinegar.
No,
it would be
much.
Like salt
no,
and vinegar.
No.
Does it work?
Just so you know, Torres, I'm not sure.
They're £5 a packet.
It's like a burger gherkin. What do you think?
Not bad, but it's slightly sweet.
I mean, I'm going in for more, but just to get a second
opinion. It's a bit monster munch.
It's not as good as a Walker's prawn cocktail. That's all I'm saying.
Should I tell you what's on the menu?
What's on the menu?
Well, I've made what is said to be on the New York Times app.
Yeah.
Their most popular dish. Mm. It's called Marry Me Chicken.
I've been looking at that one for ages.
Yeah, let's hope it's all right.
It's not a curry, even though it looks like a curry.
Yeah, it's not a curry. It's just the tomato.
And cream.
And cream. Oh, a lot of cream.
Good thing I'm not singing an opera tonight.
It is a good job. And then, so I've made that. We've done cavolo nero the way you do it beautifully.
Thank you.
I've done my onion rice, because we haven't had that classic, for a long time.
Yeah.
Classic. And I've done a tiramisu.
Oh, that'll keep us up, won't it?
Oh, it might do. I've put Kahlua in the biscuits, because that's a coffee liqueur.
Oh, so you haven't actually put coffee in?
Yeah, put coffee in.
Oh, cool. Well,
okay, maybe I should
watch a box set tonight.
Maybe.
Griff coming up on Table Money. Happiness
Cheers.
And having you in
Cheers.
Our in our
and it's Greek wine, so yamas.
Yamas. There we go.
There you go.
You're not Greek though. Mm-mm. You're half Chinese and half Jamaican.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So let's talk about food. Let's go straight into
it. All right, let's do it. Yeah, okay. Mum's Chinese, dad's Jamaican.
Where did you grow up?
In a very not very exotic place, Hertfordshire, Kings Langley.
Happy childhood.
Jessie,
go on,
that's
then.
A very direct
I don't know. Like, I was talking about food. I was thinking about food.
Yeah, it was a chaotic childhood. Okay. I'd say chaotic. Okay.
Where did your parents meet?
They met in college.
So they're, right.
Yeah,
so
mum came over when she was kind of, I think, late teens, went to college in South London, and then met my dad.
And what was she studying?
I don't know. I think they were doing some kind of, like, BTEC accountancy or IT or something random.
Is she very clever, your mum?
Yeah, she's very street smart. She's got a lot of common sense, yeah.
So who was around the dinner table in Hertfordshire?
In Hertfordshire. So I'm the youngest of three. So I've got two older brothers.
You really had an affinity my young son that just came in and did a kind of dance.
Yeah,
floor.
Your kids are awesome.
Thank you.
They're so good.
You had 2 minutes of them.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
They're brilliant. They're exhausting, but they are brilliant.
All young people with kids go, oh, your kids are great.
No, but you're amazing with them too, I feel the third one, you were like, oh, yeah, classic.
Yeah, he had a good energy.
So you're the third child.
Yeah, I'm the third child. And okay. I'm the only girl, so I guess there was a bit of, like, independence there. And then we started fostering when I was around 8.
Wow.
So that's what I mean by chaotic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So at one time, we had like maybe three foster kids. At the most, we had like three foster kids, three of us kids, and mum and dad. So that's a lot.
How
also,
mum's
like, you know, tiger Chinese mum, so she's not quiet. Do you know what I mean? So
how old were you when the first foster child came into the house?
I was 8. Yeah. So they were two siblings that were with us for. It was an emergency. So sometimes when you're a foster carer, kids just come into care, and the social services just need you to take someone instantly that night. And then that night turned into 4 years, so I know.
And was your mum? I mean, your mum must have been incredibly busy. Was your mum and dad cooking? Who was cooking?
Dad doesn't cook.
Okay.
Yeah. Mum very much was doing everything.
And what were you eating? What was a really memorable dish?
I guess mum does Chinese food, but she always says she's rubbish because compared to all her other siblings, she's not that authentic, I think.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I guess, I don't know. Like,
would it be authentic to me, then?
Yeah, would. To white people, it'd be authentic. Yeah. But to Chinese people, maybe they'd be, like, cute. You know, cute try.
Oh.
Yeah. but, yeah, it was always, like, rice and meat and stir fries and noodles. And
did you love
classic.
It?
No. Because when you're growing up, you don't value it. And then you go into school and just think everyone else is cooler. So I went into school with, like, a flask of, like...
Oh, no.
Me. Yeah. Which imagine like opening that up and like cranking
instead
the whiff
of a sandwich.
Out of it.
Yeah.
And then everyone's looking at you with their like dainty little cucumber sandwiches and you're like, drat mum, you could have just made me a cucumber sandwich. So yeah.
That is so funny, isn't it? It was about the pongs. Like mum used to, I do like a tuna mayo sandwich, but you would do them and they were always a bit wet. So they were kind of like stuck by the and they stunk.
Oh no.
And you didn't want to be the person that everyone was talking about their lunchbox. I get that. I tell you what, I went to a soft play birthday party at the weekend with my son.
Mm.
And my friend, whose daughter it was, she's a brilliant cook. And it was low key, Peckham soft play, perfect, boom. Mm-hmm. And she'd done these beautiful looking prawn mayo sandwiches.
Ooh.
And I just thought, and that was for the parents.
That's great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I had such respect.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It was very nice.
What kind of bread was it?
It was just like, it was a simple, like sliced, you know, whole meal. But like,
my sandwiches are all right, Jessie.
Yours are amazing. Mum always gets chosen to do the sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, I make good sandwiches.
But back to you and your dinner. Were you a fussy eater or not? Allowed to be
no,
a fussy
No, I don't think
eater?
You're allowed to be. No, there's no fussy.
Did you ever have
word.
Any Jamaican food?
Not so much, because Dad was born in the UK. Dad didn't really cook. And his parents passed before I was really grown up, so I guess that kind of
did he like Chinese food?
He loves Chinese food. He also ran into a lot of, he became gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, all of that, so it was a good job that he married a Chinese woman, because actually there's not that much of that in Chinese food. So
when did you I know you've got a peanut allergy.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, when did you discover that?
I think since I've known it, well, my oldest brother also has a peanut allergy, so okay. I guess there was precaution, but also there's a lot of peanut and a lot of sesame in Chinese food.
That's what we were thinking.
So pretty much every time I go around auntie's house, also Chinese people don't really, allergies, health things, that doesn't really compute. So you're like, auntie, I can't eat that. And they're like, oh, just eat. And if you don't eat, it's rude. So then you just eat and then die on the way home.
Like,
yeah.
EpiPen.
Yeah, exactly. So
Have you got it with you today?
I don't. I put my life in your hands. Yeah.
Oh my God, don't say that. We have done everything.
No, it's fine. I'm quite reckless with it.
We've done everything that I'm, but any precautions we've taken.
I'll be fine. I'm quite reckless with it. It's okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Have you got yourself into sticky situations then, though?
I have, yeah. Well, I just kind of, I eat and I can't be bothered to make a fuss. I think it's like being, you know, being very British, you don't want to always just make a fuss and say something.
I don't think it's making a fuss.
No,
it's
I know.
You might die.
I was just on tour, actually. And
who was that with?
Coldplay.
Apparently their catering is superb.
It's superb.
Okay, let's talk about the
after show.
And he does an after show every bloody night.
Mental.
What do you mean he does an after show?
Chris Martin likes to decompress by having an after show where he puts on a full do full every do. Night.
What do you mean a full
That's
do?
That's like a whole job role.
Griff,
what,
you need to expand on this.
Yeah, well, you must throw a good after show every now and again. Never. Do I must have been to a good...
She wants to go home to bed.
this is every night. Now, yeah, I went to a Coldplay after party in Buenos Aires.
Oh, nice.
And it was incredibly generous, glamorous, gorgeous. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me about...
I mean, it was always different.
What do they do, a party every year?
Yes, so Mom. Usually a fab hotel or a fab...
I think that's great.
...venue.
It is
and then
great.
All guest lists or whatever will come down and all crew and team are there, and it's every night. And also they minimum probably do about 1,000 shows in each place. So it's it's a consistent party.
All the outfits you need.
Oh, by that point, you just
you're
up
wearing
in
your jeans, bottoms,
exactly.
So touring, I mean, it's kind of mad, Griff, because you've been in basically every stadium, arena. It must
in
have
Europe,
really,
yeah.
Yeah. But that's
that
mad. Must have been very great training to kind of be playing to audiences that weren't necessarily there for you.
Yeah.
And you have to not win them over because they're quite generous.
Do. No, you do. Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're not. Yeah, you can't guarantee what kind of crowd you're going to have.
So you have had really full-on throwing in the deep end, but masterfully doing it because, you know, you're a great performer.
I mean, yeah, it was straight boot camp, especially coming out of COVID. That was really... It was really never really done much shows, never toured before, and then... Bam, go on tour, do a leap
How
3 months.
How old are you now?
I'm 23 now. I hate telling my age. No, I know. I have such a funny thing.
Because you're so
birthday.
Successful.
No, but you know what it's like.
I don't.
No,
I'm 39,
babe. No, but
do
you know what
I
mean?
I'm bloody 39, I don't know.
Female Youth. Pop. It just, it's such a weird thing around. I don't know. I don't know if I've made it for myself, but I hate my age.
Why?
My birthday. I hate it.
Why?
Because I don't know,
really
I think I've got a weird thing
yourself.
Where it's like the older you get, the less impressive things. No, I don't, sorry.
I know.
I'm really digging a hole for myself.
Hey, no,
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 you're
no,
right.
Yeah,
it's funny, isn't
it's
it?
A weird
because
thing, yeah.
you as, and I've talked about this many times, but you as a woman in music, you kind of think there's a shelf life. Yeah. I'm here flying the flag for us geriatric pop stars.
No.
Don't worry, you'll be okay.
No. I walked in and you're I was gonna be so okay. inspired. When you said the ages of your kids, I thought, how the hell have you not stopped? This is so nice.
Thank you.
Because honestly, you do sit there and you go, is anyone actually doing this? Is anyone actually doing motherhood and marriage and actual life?
You can do it.
Alongside it all. Want. So
just
it's
look
really
at Sophie
like,
Ellis-Bextor.
Applause to you.
Sophie,
I'm so happy.
You know, she's got 5 children.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
She has 5 children. Her oldest has left home.
Maybe, yeah. And then she's got like the 8-year-old in like Sydney with her at Mardi Gras this week. Yeah.
And she during lockdown she did this kitchen disco.
You probably don't remember Murder on the Dance Floor the first time, do you?
No,
because you're
of course
that young.
Not.
I can't
she wasn't
I do.
Born probably. Yeah.
No, but also I had a very sheltered upbringing, so like my music knowledge kind of doesn't go past Taylor Swift.
Really? So kind what were of. You listening to as a family? Were you kind of tell me?
Well, I think the combination of like Chinese immigrant mother doesn't really care about pop culture. Jamaican dad really loves music, but also very Christian. So then relationship with secular music was a bit strange. So we had like a few CDs. We had like Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. So a lot of like soul R&B, but then that was it. So like, it's only as I grow up and I'm like learning, oh, Fleetwood Mac or David Bowie, or like there's this whole other world of stuff that I have no concept of.
Is that quite exciting as somebody who is, you know, making an album or... you know, and that you are still, there's so much more that you can, because I feel like you have such a confident sound as an artist, and, you know, and I think that's, and I was saying before in the intro, I remember when you performed at the Brits, it was that weird COVID Brits.
Oh, that was a weird old Brit.
But you smacked it. Oh, okay. And like, it was, you were amazing, and like, you've got such an identity, but...
That was 3 years ago. She was 19.
Now she's listened to Bowie and stuff.
No,
so, yeah,
I know.
You know.
Now I've really like expanded my horizons now. Yeah.
Do you play an instrument? Was your mum keen on learning music properly?
Yeah, she was stereotypically keen on that. I didn't really conform to that very well. Like my cousins were very like stereotypical, like 6 years old and could pick up the violin and they were ridiculous.
So did you play anything?
I play piano and guitar. But not amazingly.
But was it always the voice that was kind of the thing?
Yeah, I really like playing piano, and Mum wanted me to be really good at classical and do grades, but I think once I realised I could play chords and sing with them, I really wasn't asked about getting better, about upskilling. I was like, well, I can sing now, so, and I can write some songs now, so that's all.
So when did you move out of the family abode?
Guys, it's only just happened, really.
She just moved.
Happened this summer.
How are you feeling?
I'm getting there. Like I'm just when I feel settled in, then I like leave town for a bit and then come back. Everything's still temporary. We've still got like Facebook Marketplace furniture because I can't commit to spending loads of money on things. I'm paying bills. I'm cooking. It's happening.
What's that thing that's left in your fridge when you've gone on tour and you're like, oh God, shouldn't.
Well, there's always an old onion, isn't there?
Yeah.
And like maybe a crusty spring onion, just a family of veg there. Maybe some yogurt.
Okay.
Definitely need to start binning that before I leave.
Yeah.
And then maybe like Mum's kimchi.
Oh, just make good kimchi.
She started making kimchi. Yeah, it's really good.
What's the thing that you can't live without apart from your Mum's kimchi?
Oh, food-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good question. Probably rice.
Rice.
Yeah.
We're having some rice tonight.
Oh, that's great news.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I feel like if I've got a big bag of rice and there's some meat in the freezer, I'm not too stranded when I get home.
I need to know, well, we're going to ask you about your Last Supper, but you've been prepped by the darling Kirsty, because Kirsty used to work on Table
Manners.
No,
Kirsty's
so
like,
she literally
make sure
everything.
You think about it. Yeah.
I really offended people with... well, now that I think about it, I'm just going to put it out there.
Go on.
I said my Last Supper a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's how I felt
everyone
at the time.
Yeah.
And people have been very startled and offended.
Recap.
It
me.
Was a baked
green,
potato.
Green emoji.
With four. No, it was a baked potato with four different corners that had different toppings.
Yeah.
Plus some other things.
That's crazy.
I'm just going to let you know
to
all the listeners that are looking and listening that I've changed my mind because... I actually now
believe that The Last Supper is probably the stupidest question we could ever ask anybody. However, we're going to keep it in the
Don't
format.
Don't say that. You quite literally based a podcast on that.
I agree. But it will be a different thing today.
It is a lot of commitment.
Now I'm just going to say, what would be your Last Supper that you're feeling at the moment? Because I'm telling you, I've changed my mind over the baked potato.
Yeah.
Already. And God, I'm very fickle.
Well, I have been worried about it all weekend.
Have you been thinking?
Oh, no. I was out with my girlfriends yesterday. I was like, what would yours be? Give me some inspiration because it just changes.
Did they throw anything in there that
was
a curveball?
No, they didn't inspire me, if I'm honest. But, okay, is it time for me to talk about my last supper?
Do you think it's time, Griff?
I can talk about my last supper.
Are you ready? Yeah. Have a little glug of that.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, my last supper. Now, I'm indecisive. So I think my starter, it was in between like sushi or like some mini burgers.
Oh, like sliders.
Well, I just really like a burger, but I didn't want to commit to it as my main. So I thought maybe if I make it small, it can maybe be my starter.
A slider's like a staple on the Chris Martin after party. Because I kind of feel...
Is it?
I don't know. It is. It absolutely is.
Oh, I'd love a slider.
Yeah, I just think there's never a time where I'm not in the mood for a burger. But yeah, it's too much to have as a starter. So if we make it slider size, then...
Okay. That so sushi and a slider.
No. I'll commit to the slider burgers.
Which sushi would you choose if you were?
I would have like a sushi roll. Well, also the allergy is a bit tricky with sushi, so I have to keep it basic.
So which one?
I would have like kind of like a maki roll with maybe some spicy tuna in the middle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Your face looks a bit terrified.
No, not terrified.
Are you a sushi fan or no?
Not big.
No,
time.
Not big.
I think
on it.
I think it's a millennial thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think even children like it now, don't they? They like
really?
Yeah.
Jessie, do you give your kids sushi?
Jessie, your children don't
what
have...
What classy children?
No, my kids are not sushi fans yet. Yet. Maybe they will be.
Yeah, so go on, sushi...
Or, no, I'll commit to like little mini burgers for my starter.
Do you put pickle on them or?
Yeah. I make them mini bags.
But just because I'm trying to leave room.
She doesn't want to be full
or
up.
Or do we have loopholes where I don't get full?
You don't get full.
I'll have a burger.
I do think there is something nice about a bite-sized burger though.
Yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Are you having all the toppings?
Yeah, I'll have some gherkins. I'll have some cheese? Like onion relish, some cheese.
Which can I suggest something to you?
What?
Please.
The greatest gift that M&S has ever given to any
of us.
Oh,
it's the best burger sauce.
It's the burger sauce.
Really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Really? I'm going to have to betray Morrison's and go over to M&S.
I do love Morrison's.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, Morrison's a good time.
It's good for fish as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
Okay, so carry on.
So I think maybe, that for starter. And then for main, I think it's got to be a home cooked meal from Mum. And she does a good, caramelized pork belly, like Vietnamese pork belly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know what she does. She's taught me through it a million times and I don't know. It's like onions and sugar caramelized and then you put in the pork belly, really fatty.
Wow.
And then I think you fill it up with stock or something and then you put like fish sauce and stuff. It's really nice, yeah. So that's just like nostalgic.
Would you have like a side with that?
Oh, God, I didn't...
Rice.
Rice.
No,
yeah,
rice.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Rice with that and then...
Veggies?
Not bothered,
actually, no.
No.
Okay. No, keep it hearty.
What are we drinking, Griff?
Oh,
you can change it per course if you'd like.
Oh, that's so kind. All right.
Okay.
All right. Maybe I would start with... No, I would stick on maybe like a red wine throughout.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't think that's good pairing. Like, no one judge my palate right now, but...
Well, drink up with that and then
you.
I'll get you on the red.
No, I'm in the mood for white at the moment.
I've got a really good red.
Really?
Oh, my God, babes.
This is my favourite.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Griff, do you want to help us out?
Yeah, okay, I won't be shy.
And what would your sweet thing be?
I was thinking about this, because I'm a sweet person, it's hard to choose. Okay. I'm a fruity dessert kind of girl.
Okay.
So like an Eton Mess.
Okay.
Or like an apple tart.
You should have said.
I think an Eton Mess is quite good.
Eton Mess is good.
I don't know, yeah, you don't seem impressed by that.
No, I think it's quite... It's nice, it hits the spot, doesn't it?
I do find myself... And
you can make it very easily.
Exactly, yeah.
We have... I hope it's okay. Do you drink coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got tiramisu.
Oh, good. Do you know what tiramisu is? Like, runners-up.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. When you said fruity, I was like, oh shit. Abort mission.
No, that actually
please have to... So these chicken breasts you have to cut in half.
Okay. Why?
For the recipe. Slice them, yeah. So oh, I see. I think so it cooks easier.
Some greens.
Thanks, Mum. That was great.
Thank you so much.
So. Okay, so New York Times said this was their most loved thing. Let's check.
What do you think?
I mean, it's yummy, but yeah.
It should yummy. Be. It's got cream.
Creamy.
Parmesan.
What's there not to like? So you've travelled everywhere. Where's been your favourite spot for kind of new... culinary delights, apart from the Coldplay catering?
That's actually it, though. What's tricky is that when you're on these big tours, you're not exactly in, like, the heart of the city. You're in the equivalent of, like, the O2 to London or to Soho. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get actually to be that adventurous as you'd think. I'm trying to remember. Where was good?
Do you like exploring the cities or do you kind
of... I do, yeah. My band are terrible at it, so I just go at it alone.
You've got to.
Yeah. So usually we'll find like a botanical garden, a coffee shop, and then a good like wine or dinner spot. I remember Bologna being good.
Really?
Yeah, because it's Italy, it was great. Where else was nice? On the Coldplay tour, where did we do that was random? Coimbra, which is in Portugal. But I find the more random the place, usually the more authentic the food, because it's not trying to be like touristy, it's just trying to be... actual family hearty food. This is delicious, thank you.
Is it?
Yeah. It's very comforting.
It's so nice, yeah.
I don't know this. Doesn't knock me in the face.
How did you make it? Tell me do it.
So you slice the chicken and you put it in flour and you froth the chicken in butter and olive oil.
Yeah.
Then you put garlic.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste very garlicky and there's
that's
four
good.
Cloves of garlic.
All right.
Garlic, tomato paste and some Aleppo pepper I put in. I don't think that tastes very strong. And then I put some chicken stock in and
cream
and Parmesan cheese
and sun-dried tomatoes
and sun-dried tomatoes at the end. Yeah.
So we've got the pud, which is going to be an apple tart. Did you say an apple tart? No, you're like...
I've just been riffing, to be honest. No. I said Eton Mess.
Griff riffs.
Yeah, Eton Mess,
Eton Mess. And you'd have red wine all throughout. What's your tea of choice, your cocktail?
That's a great question.
You're very kind, Griff.
No, it is, because...
It's pretty basic,
no,
but I love
it. No, it's not.
You.
No, it is, no, because it's like, it depends. You know, at the end of a night, it's an espresso martini. Just
are you mad? At the end of the night?
Well, no, sorry, not at the end of the night, at the end of a dinner, because you're about to begin the night. See what I mean?
Okay.
Or if you're just trying to sustain a good level, it's just like a spicy marg. But recently, I'm trying to really grow up and get into gin martinis with a twist.
I would just sack off the gin martini. Yeah. I'd go vodka martini.
Oh, really?
I just realised when she started touring, she probably couldn't drink in half the American states.
No, yeah. It was tragic. I know. But I just came back from America, so that was...
Were you on the tour? Were you supporting? What were you doing?
I was... Well, your I did, like, shows? A long promo trip. So I did, like, a bit of Asia. So Singapore and Hong Kong, and then Australia. And then I just did some little underplays in LA and New York, just to kind of...
How did they go?
Yeah, I think good. I mean, they were sold out. It was nice.
They're good crowds, the States.
Yeah, the States are great, yeah.
Griff, where is your beautiful plaque?
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't put my plait for you today.
Oh, for God's sake, she looks fabulous.
You make your own clothes. You make your own backdrops.
Jessie, she bought that dress for $1.
In a dollar store.
You're very stylish.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if my mum
would look Amish in that.
Yeah, I don't know if I am stylish. I think I just buy cheap things and then convince myself it looks good.
No, that looks great. That collar's fab.
Thank you.
You look fab. It's quite Simone.
Or quite Miss Doubtfire.
Do you like fashion?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, well, I studied textiles in school, so
right.
I enjoy making things, which is fun.
When do you find the time to make something, babe?
I mean, yeah, I run out of time these days, but...
Have you got a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Do you have it on tour?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I bought one recently. I got really excited in Hong Kong, bought loads of fabrics, and then had to buy a sewing machine, and then didn't find the time to make anything, but...
What are you intending on making?
I quite like making things that I would wear, so like dresses or skirts, I find good and easy.
And what kind of dress is like an easy entry-level sewing dress?
Probably something like this.
That's quite simple.
But because it's baggy, you don't have to worry about it fitting like a glove. And when you rely on pleats, the look is about excess fabric, you know?
That's if you're not excess, to be honest.
Yeah. Maybe, speaking from as a small little Asian lady.
You are
tiny, like a pleated skirt is like a good place to start. Because then you just like run it through, gather all the fabric, and you have some kind of puff.
Would you like to have your own brand in the future?
I think I would. I'm not like dying for it. I could see myself doing it, but I don't want to do it until I feel like I've mastered one thing, you know?
Where does the name Griff come from?
Sarah Griffiths.
Oh, so you're Sarah?
I'm Sarah, yeah, call me Sarah, yeah. Oh, I thought you knew that, yeah. Yeah, so you can call me Sarah. But my mum always called my dad Griff growing up. Yeah, so I really taken his name, to be honest.
I want to know, Taylor Swift, has she ever cooked for you?
No. So we've probably met in total 2 times, really.
I remember, though, she was like, crazy about you at the Brits.
That night was amazing, yeah.
That was like a big night.
That was a huge night, yeah.
She won a big award, like
Legend
Award.
She won a big award.
You'd won an award.
I won an award.
You looked fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Were you in your own outfit or Simone Rocha?
I did 3 looks that night.
Yes!
That night.
What? What? Yeah.
Is Simone Rocha your...
My fave, yeah. Yeah.
You really see
If in doubt, Simone Rocha for me.
Oh my God, she's
But
the best.
I did... What did I do? I did a... designer called Susan Fang for the red carpet, which was this big crown, and then I wore my own, something I'd made for the performance, and then I did Simone Rocha for the after.
And the plaid.
And the plaid.
Where do you like to eat now that you're living in London? You're basically living your best Carrie Bradshaw life.
I'm trying.
Do you know who Carrie Bradshaw is?
I do, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Oh,
yeah. Although, no, I've only watched... Do you know what?
Oh, sorry. My God!
My first time... Well, I wasn't really allowed to watch it growing up because it was naughty.
Yeah. Fair
and, like,
enough.
Do you know
Fair
what
enough.
I mean? It was like the word sex was in the title. Yeah. It was like mental.
Yeah.
So I always thought it was like porn. And then...
gave it a good shot.
I watched it like last year on the plane, but I watched the second one and it was the one where they went to the Middle East.
Oh, no, babe.
I don't
know.
No, don't watch the film.
That is not your entry point. That's a terrible second movie.
I don't know how that was allowed up.
Don't watch the film.
I was watching it with my jaw on the floor.
No, don't watch
the film. How has that been allowed? That is so wild.
No, you must return to the series.
I see.
You must disregard the second movie of Sex and the City.
I see. That's the only one I've seen.
Oh, babe.
Well, I have to say, I went to see Plaza Suite with her in it at the moment.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And I loved every minute of it. I thought it was fabulous. And I think she's a really clever comedic actress.
I really like her.
And I loved her husband.
I mean, you must get through so many box sets, doing all that flying.
Mm.
What do you do on the plane? Are you a box set gal? Are you an airplane food gal? What do you do?
I don't eat food on the plane.
Okay.
Because of your allergy.
No, it just never sits well. It never sits well. Do you?
I love it.
That's crazy.
I love how miniature it is.
You know, unpacking it.
Unpacking it.
I can't do it. It's like, I'm trying to sleep. You get interrupted every 15 minutes. Do you want a wine? Do you want a drink? Do you want a cheese?
Oh, I wish I was that girl. And then people think she's so thin, she doesn't get on the plane. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you bring your own snacks?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm asleep. I can sleep anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
You used to be like that, darling.
You're like a doctor or an air steward. Yes.
You can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, I can sleep anywhere, on anything, yeah.
Yeah.
So usually I'm just like trying to sleep and then they're like, do you want some
Because you're usually doing promo when you get off
the plane. Yeah, exactly.
Do you
or
have
I'm just
glass
lazy.
Of wine on the plane?
Yeah, so I usually back a wine and then go, you know, knock off.
Griff, I love this. You are serving up.
I'm going for it. No, I'm not going to have that whole strip. I was deciding whether to third it or to half. I'm going to third it.
Third it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a creamy meal, isn't it, Mum?
Delicious.
It's my favourite kind of meal, I think. Whose recipe is this, Mum?
I don't know.
Dig, eat.
It's half and half.
Oh, that's good alcohol in that.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's really nice. Is it nice?
Yeah. That's really good, Mum.
Is it?
How do you have your eggs in the morning?
Omelette recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mainly because it feels like a challenge.
Are you a good cook?
I'm a learning cook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm figuring it out.
I guess you've just moved out of...
I've just moved out.
And you've been on tour for the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd say, like, in my head I'm a good cook. I just need to put it into practice a little bit.
Can you taste the alcohol?
Yes. Yes.
I can't.
Yes.
God.
It's been a long weekend, really. I could eat about 5 of these servings.
Yeah, same, yeah.
So you've moved out
mm-hmm.
of Hertfordshire.
Mm-hmm.
You're living in London.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any spots that you really like to eat? Have you got any local spots that you love?
I'm the worst food podcast guest ever. I don't really know. To be fair, we were just talking about La Trompette. That was really nice in Chiswick.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, because I've just moved to West. But I'm a girl of convenience, so I'll just go to the local pub. And take
Are you a pub girl?
Yeah,
you went to
then.
The pub before you,
I
before
did.
You came
I
here,
did.
Which I really liked.
Have you been to the Bollo?
No, where's that?
I think it's on Bollo Lane.
Oh, okay. Oh, I need to go to that.
Yeah.
There's also a good amount on the river, like from Hammersmith.
Is everyone all right with this?
This is great. So nice. So you're only the hottest record of the world, year, month,
yeah,
whatever.
Ten minutes.
Last week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
Feels great.
Yeah.
Miss me too. It's like, we've like taken up the energy a little bit, which is exciting.
Who did you work with on it?
So I worked with my favourites, Lost Boy and Siba, who I wrote Black Hole with.
Lost Boy did Padam?
Yeah. You just won a Grammy for it. I know, I'm so happy for it.
So you've done this?
Yeah.
And people are loving it?
I hope so. I hope people enjoy it. And we filmed a music video. First choreo video, girls.
Did you get involved in
did
the choreo?
You dance?
Well, I got involved. Can I dance? I mean, you can make the judgement for yourself. But 26 dancers, we went all in. Yeah.
How did that feel? Did you feel like, oh my God, I'm a pop star?
No, it feels like, because the thing is, there's so many dance videos out in the world, you just don't want to do a bad one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, what's happening? This is an EP?
Yeah, so I'm essentially like, I'm trying to figure out how to drop music at the moment and I just want to drop them in parts. So I did volume 1 last year, that was Vertigo volume 1. And volume 2 to me is like, it's still part of the same world, but it's like an energy step up and... it's a collection of songs.
Do you feel like you needed that or wanted that energy step up from performing live and seeing reactions, like feeling like you wanted that energy for live, or is it just for, that's where you...
Yeah, I think it was maybe a subconscious thing that happened in the studio. Like after you've been on so many huge tours, you do witness songs on like a huge euphoric level. And I think I probably subconsciously took that back into the studio. So, yeah, I'm excited to play all these songs live because also I actually haven't done that many headline shows.
So when's
for myself.
Your headline show is at the Round? Is it the Roundhouse?
Oh my gosh, you're great at plugging me, Lenny. Thank you. Roundhouse is happening.
The tour starts in Stockholm on the 10th of March. It's sold out. Apart from Bournemouth.
Apart from Bournemouth, yeah.
You're doing brilliantly and I can't wait to dance with you at the Brits.
Thank you, I can't wait either. Thanks for having me, ladies.
Thank you.
This is
for
amazing.
Coming.
You're a delight.
Oh,
you're
stop.
A superstar.
Yeah.
You say that to everyone.
No, I don't. And also, I have to say, I haven't seen a pop star interact with my children like you did.
Really?
Since Cheryl.
Cheryl!
So that's all I'm going to say.
Cheryl.
She was like a Disney princess. You were like a Disney princess.
I'll take it.
Yeah, so.
They're great. They're legends.
You're regal. Yeah, so yeah. Very, very excited for you, Griff.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on pod.
Thanks for dinner. This was lovely.
Pleasure, darling.
a delight.
So pleased to have met her, Jessie.
Gorgeous.
Just lovely. Shame she didn't have a plait on, but never mind.
It's not a plait, Mum.
What is it?
It's a like bubble. A bubble braid.
Yeah, but she looks gorgeous. But she's such a beautiful girl.
She's really good fun. She stocked my next dinner party with bottles of wine.
Delicious.
And delights. Yeah. So appreciated, Griff.
Yeah. I loved her outfit.
She's a little star, isn't she?
Yeah, I loved her outfit, that collar.
She's fab.
Yeah. She's really talented. And she's not even got an album out yet and she's going on tour.
Mega star. Thank you so much to Griff for coming on. Her new single and video, Miss Me Too, is out now. She's got a global tour. She is smacking it.
Did you feel a bit old, Jess?
I feel a bit like I've eaten too much cream, Mum. And okay. I never thought I'd say the day.
Okay.
That I would. I actually think I'm going to pop a lactose. But is it too late? Can you have one after?
What's a lactose?
It's like to help you with digesting cream, or like it's when you have a lactose intolerance, but I don't.
Okay.
No. Is that too much information?
Yeah, I think we don't want to know about that, darling. Would you have married me after the chicken?
No, I don't think we would have.
No.
I thought it was really tasty, but I would be divorcing you now.
Yeah.
A bit stroganoff-y.
No, I just followed the recipe.
No, it was nice. I think it was cream on cream with the tiramisu that really put the nail in the coffin.
She did have three helpings.
Yeah, loved
it. So I think that was all right.
Thank you to Griff, and we will see you next week. On Tablewise. I'm on food duty, I think.
The next 2 weeks.
No cream. No cream. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.